You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Hey, OmniTalk fans. Shop Talk is already here. It's this Sunday, and there are only 50 tickets remaining. Retailers and brands, you can use code OmniTalk to snag some of them and an extra 10% off current rates. Google Shop Talk to learn more.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. The Body Shop, a global retailer of natural beauty and skincare products, has ceased all of its operations in the United States and filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection. Court documents filed with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York revealed that the U.S. operation has assets valued between $50 million and $100 million, with liabilities ranging from $10 million to $50 million. This decision follows the announcement earlier this month by the Canadian subsidiary of The Body Shop, which initiated restructuring proceedings by filing a notice of intention to make a proposal under the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act. While all 105 Body Shop stores in Canada remain open, the company plans to close 33 stores in the near future, with liquidation sales already underway. As of March 1, 2024, The Body Shop US Limited has ceased its operations. This move comes after the company was acquired by a private equity firm, which also announced plans to sell its UK business. According to reports, The Body Shop intends to close 75 stores across the UK, reducing its store count to 160. Headline 2 comes to us from The Wall Street Journal. Dollar Tree, the parent company of Family Dollar, has announced plans to close nearly 1,000 Family Dollar stores over the next few years due to challenges including merger integration, inflation, and increased store theft. The decision comes as persistent inflation and reduced government benefits are impacting customers, particularly those at lower income levels who frequent Family Dollar stores. Family Dollar, which caters to low-income shoppers with a range of affordable products, has been affected by inventory loss and theft, further exacerbating the challenges faced by the chain. The closures are part of a broader strategy to address underperforming stores and refocus efforts on improving overall operations. The company's CEO emphasized that while Family Dollar has been impacted by external factors, it remains a strong retail format when managed effectively. In addition to the store closures, Dollar Tree plans to focus on expanding its Dollar Tree banner, which has been attracting more customers, including those with higher incomes. The company aims to broaden its product offering and adjust pricing to better appeal to a wider range of consumers. The decision to close stores marks a shift in strategy for Dollar Tree, which had previously aimed to expand its footprint and compete with larger retailers like Walmart and Amazon. However, challenges such as integration issues following the acquisition of Family Dollar in 2015 have prompted the company to reevaluate its approach. The announcement of store closures coincided with Dollar Tree's earnings report for the holiday quarter, which showed significant charges related to a review of its store portfolio. The company reported a loss for the quarter and provided a forecast for the current quarter in fiscal 2024 that fell below analyst expectations. Following the news, shares of Dollar Tree fell more than 9%, impacting other discount retailers as well, including Dollar General and Five Below, which both experienced declines in early trading. Headline 3 comes to us from Retail Dive. Claire's, the fashion accessories retailer, is expanding its physical presence by launching dedicated displays in over 4,400 Walgreens stores across the United States by the end of March. This move allows Walgreens shoppers to access a variety of Claire's products, including hair accessories, cosmetics, jewelry, and seasonal items within their stores. By partnering with Walgreens, Claire's is diversifying its distribution channels and reaching a broader audience. This collaboration adds to Claire's existing partnerships with more than 40 other retailers, including Macy's, Kohl's, and Walmart. The expansion into Walgreens comes as Claire's shifts its focus towards attracting younger shoppers and enhancing its brand image. Last year, Claire's halted its plans for an initial public offering and revamped its piercing brand with new digital initiatives and updated branding. Ryan Vero, CEO of Claire's, expressed enthusiasm about the partnership with Walgreens, emphasizing the goal of extending Claire's trend-driven shopping experience to new customers and deepening connections with existing ones. This collaboration aims to offer Walgreens shoppers more options while fostering self-expression and enhancing the overall shopping experience. Headline 4 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. DoorDash is leveraging artificial intelligence to address inappropriate in-app interactions between drivers and customers through its new feature called Safe Chat Plus. This feature uses AI to monitor conversations within the DoorDash app, aiming to detect and prevent verbal abuse or harassment. If Safe Chat Plus identifies any inappropriate or abusive language, delivery personnel have the option to cancel the order without affecting their ratings. Moreover, if such incidents occur during a completed delivery, the feature automatically terminates further communication to prevent escalation. Customers can report any inappropriate behavior by drivers through the DoorDash support channels, and the trust and safety team will investigate and take necessary actions in accordance with the company's policies against verbal abuse or harassment. SafeChat Plus is designed to review a high volume of messages every minute in multiple languages to identify inappropriate communications. Importantly, the feature only analyzes message content and does not access any personal user information.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.